Don't let this summer pass you up. Power it up. In the 5-Hour Energy, power up your summer sweepstakes. You could win one of five amazing experiences. Buy any 5-Hour Energy product, including Cherry Extra Strength. Snap a picture of your receipt and send it in. Because it's about time you had the time of your life. Power up your summer with 5-Hour Energy. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends July 15, 2019. Must be U.S. resident, age 18 years or older to enter. For official rules, visit www.5hewin.com. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.
We're back, and we have a full cast. It's
Conclave Radio!
I'm Casey, and I'm tanner than I was before.
I'm Clint, and I'm just glad to be here.
I'm Greg. Hi.
I'm Blake, and I'm loving it.
Mr. Mickey D's over there.
Sponsored by McDonald's.
Speaking of, we really need a sponsor.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
like we needed
one.
We just need someone to
remember
say.
Remember when we had an unpaying sponsor that?
Yes.
Went out of business.
Yeah. We need a real one. We need somebody that will say, "Hey, I'll sponsor the show for $20 a month." How about
Church?
$25 a month?
We advertise for Metropolitan Church anyway.
Yeah, but they're paying the bill already. So we need someone to say, "Hey, I will sponsor you guys for $25 a month."
Wow,
man! If
just imagine,
just think about that. You'd be the sole, like you'd be such
Our
and such
Mevo
business presents.
Would actually look good.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So we need someone to step up. Because we are in desperate need of your support. Just less than a dollar a day, and you could sponsor Conclave Radio.
Would you get a new laptop?
Please.
Would you help us?
Please.
Would
we just save
us?
$25 a month. Let's do the math.
We'll have it in 5 years.
A MacBook costs $1,200.
Our operating expenses is $20 a month, so that would be $5 towards your laptop.
$1,200. Divided by 25 is a lot.
A lot.
Divided.
He's actually doing the math.
Is okay. So in 48 months, I'll be able to buy.
Oh,
a
four
MacBook.
Years, awesome.
So great. We'll be in like season 6.
Okay, awesome.
Maybe.
We have to talk about when our season ends. You know what? You know, once we get near summer.
Do you want to talk about that on air?
No, I'm just thinking out loud.
Because I've thought about that.
Yeah, I'm so
I've wanted to have like a cast meeting and talk about the future. And we'll
if
do
only
that.
We got
eventually.
Together regularly, then we could have a cast.
I
meeting.
Know. I feel like I barely see some of you once a week.
I know.
Actually, I see you every day, but yeah, that's good too.
And I love it.
He's loving it. But I'm so glad to be back.
I'm so glad you're back.
Man, I'm tired of not being back.
I was tired of you not being
back. And it's just going to continue, so don't get used to me being here. It's going to be a lot of that, unfortunately.
You need to...
So, I know work.
Be here.
I agree, son.
This is
I
my
agree.
Work.
I agree. But in my absence this past Wednesday, I heard there was an amazing Conclave U, and Mr. Greg Dye just did a great job teaching on
Somebody
holiness.
Lied to you.
I heard rave reviews, Greg Will Die. Rave reviews.
We've stayed in that room the latest we've ever stayed while praying. Which, you laugh, but like it's a good thing. It's
it
a
is.
Great thing.
Yeah, it's a great thing.
You know it's good when people have to leave in the middle of prayer. Well, hold on. Let me rephrase. Because, hold on.
We know what you meant.
That.
Yes.
I don't know.
It's like
there's a lot of prayer that night.
Yeah, it's like growing up in church on Sunday nights, we'd say, "How was y'all service?" And we would say, "Oh, it was really good. We didn't even have preaching." And that didn't mean we were glad that we didn't have preaching. It meant that the spirit fell and service went crazy.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, I understand.
So many prayer requests.
Yes.
Which is good. Every conclave, you should be like that.
So I can't wait to hear all about it.
In fact, I believe that topic, what we talked about, is what we're going to talk about today. Yes?
Is it? Yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
I sent out a group text message, so
I'm so glad I can sit under the learning tree.
You know the one that you texted back in?
he didn't text back.
Did I completely miss that part of the text?
You completely missed every part of every text, Greg.
Hey.
I mean, like...
It helps to read the beginning.
Yeah.
I just got to the part where intern was coming in.
Are we able to?
I text
you. I assume you had the things.
For directions. That I needed within the hour of the place I was going to.
I responded within 15 minutes.
I don't believe you. I got the text the next day.
Yeah.
I was on the way to the location I needed the address for.
And you're the same way with your wife. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. I'm worse with my wife.
See, I cannot believe that Leslie put up with that.
My parents are the same
I
way.
I can't either.
I am going to talk to Leslie and get this situation rectified.
Yeah, like, I'll tell my parents what they're doing, and then the next day Jennifer will say, okay. I'll be like, and I'll be sitting in my room.
Yeah.
Okay.
Delay. So everyone have a good spring break. Casey and I was both at the same place at the same time.
I got more work hours in, which is amazing. And then I went to the beach, which is even a little more amazing.
Got a little sun, got a little sunburn.
I did. It's at the itchy phase now.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little blotchy on the stomach, but that's okay.
And we both went to Bucky's.
We did.
Oh, man.
Have you heard of Bucky's?
Amazing.
So,
it is amazing.
What? Beavers.
It's worth
the Beavers.
It lives up to the hype. It lives up to the hype.
Yes. Yes.
I counted. It had 120 pumps.
You counted?
Wow. Yeah, well, I did the math. I didn't like count everyone.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's... apparently, they're all over Texas.
That's also...
And this is the only... It's like a mini...
A market.
It's... You remember how the... It's probably bigger than a non-grocery Walmart is. Like a neighborhood Walmart. It's bigger than that.
Absolutely, it is.
So, if that kind of gives you any kind of context...
But what is its appeal?
It's a gas station, and it has. They are known for having the cleanest bathrooms anywhere, and it is so true.
I didn't use the bathroom.
Metal on the front.
What?
No,
it has a beaver on the front.
Bucky the Beaver.
It has Bucky the Beaver on the front.
I took a selfie with him.
It's amazing. And then like
was in North Carolina. I passed one.
Do they?
Yeah, another in Texas.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's the only one.
We're going to get another Bucky's.
Where?
Either in Birmingham or close to Talladega.
I was predicting one in near Gatlinburg because it's Pigeon Forge. It can handle a Bucky's. Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, like, they sell, like, ribeyes at Bucky's.
Oh, they
so
do.
So you have to have some. That's what I'm saying,
sandwiches.
Like, full. I mean, it's.
24 hours.
24 hours.
24 hours.
Yeah. They're
and
hiring.
If you
I'm
want
thinking about
a swimsuit
it.
With a beaver face on it, you can get it.
And like, see, that was the
you
part
want
that bothered me. Is
literally
one of my students.
Anything with a beaver face on it?
Yes.
You can get it.
Bucky the Beaver. Shared a Bucky the Beaver shorty shorts picture.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, that is misplaced. Like, that logo is
misplaced. I saw a bikini as well.
I passed on that.
Whoa.
It's
not church appropriate podcast.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you to visualize it. I'm just saying I saw it.
But it is worth it because I thought, oh, we'll just see. And then you can't understand it until you open the door and you're like, oh, my goodness, this is a gas station, but not really.
Well, yeah, have Dave and Buster's now. Go ahead and bring on a Buc-ee's.
Yeah.
That's true. Like, you know, Alabama's making its way
up
by retail places.
Yeah.
Wait.
If every other city in the country just holds still for the next 15 years, we'll be there.
Yep. We're moving on up.
Yeah, next thing you know, we'll... So, we're above Mississippi right now. Who's above us?
Everyone.
Okay, no, but like right above us.
Oh, probably
you know?
Tennessee?
Oh,
Arkansas.
Well, we can't surpass Tennessee. Just kidding.
Somewhere like that.
I was like, well, we're going to make our way up, but I don't know. Tennessee's a big jump. They have like...
They have Nashville.
Yeah, and Memphis. And Gatlinburg.
Yeah.
And
yeah, they're...
Everywhere.
They got some pretty good
and
stuff.
And we have Splash
Speaking
Adventure.
Of Gatlinburg.
Huh?
Speaking of Gatlinburg,
yes.
We're only 8 days away from our trip.
I'm
really excited.
I'm very excited.
Yes.
I haven't been to the mountains in a very long time.
It's gonna be some good of a
My
trip.
My one night's gonna be awesome.
Oh man. Now you're two nights. You're gonna go up Thursday, right?
That's right. I am.
You're two nights.
Okay, well
don't
so
shortchange yourself.
You're not shorted out that much.
You're only shorted out what? One night.
Friday night.
He's gonna come up Thursday
then,
and he's gonna go back Saturday.
Yeah, that's right.
Before Dollywood.
I can't come back with you, but you know.
I didn't want you to.
Oh, good. I wasn't going to. I'm excited about Dollywood.
Yes, yeah, I'm also.
Because. Oh, a reference to Alabama moving up. We also have a college football team. That's you know that's
we do
pretty
have
good.
A college football team.
You know, Greg, if you.
That's what we're known
iPhone,
for.
You could actually pull up Apple Music and not be 5 minutes late on the drop with the music.
Yeah.
When we're on to the next subject.
And what gets me even better is he has a correct screen, and he is the person that actually can fix people's broken screens, and he hasn't fixed his own broken screen. That's kind of like the plumber who has toilet issues, you know, that won't fix their own plumbing, right? Is that what that is? Or the dentist who has a broken tooth, so on and so forth, right? Yeah.
Hey, what is your phone fixed with?
What?
What's
it fixed with? We're not going to go into that. It's got a screen protector on it.
Screen protector? What's your screen protector?
It's a screen protector. It protects the screen.
He got that Family Dollar. He didn't get that at Dollar General. No. He didn't get that at Dollar Tree. He got that at Family Dollar.
No, worse than that.
Where?
What's worse? Bucky's.
Do you know what that is?
Bucky's would be better.
It's terrible looking is what it is.
It's packing tape.
You're ridiculous.
I'm sorry, what?
You are ridiculous.
Yes, packing it is. Tape. That's 100%
packing. Oh my tape. Goodness!
Greg, do we need to spot you some bucks so we can get this screen
fixed? That's amazing!
I have a hookup with a screen repair guy.
That's the best and also cheapest way to do something ever.
I am so... Oh, man.
That's like, instead of a phone case, just put electric, like, 7 layers of electrical tape around it.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Wow.
It's going to be the hippest phone out there.
It's my next phone case right there.
Oh, man.
Sell that one.
Oh, Greg.
Give the radio show.
We're all
taking
up an offering tonight in Conclave View
for
Greg.
Phone accessory.
To get his screen repaired.
To pay himself to repair
his own. That's what I'm saying. Like... Yeah, I mean, I don't understand.
So about that holiness.
Holiness. What is holy? Packing tape.
Ooh.
Well, cleanliness is next to godliness. That's in the Bible, right? Oh, wait, no, it's not actually, is it? Cleanliness, holiness, it's all the same, right? Oh, no?
Holiness.
Not cleanliness?
No.
Oh, that's just what Lisa thinks. In our household, cleanliness is next to godliness.
It's not in the Bible.
It's not in the Bible. It's in her Bible. You better let her know tonight.
I'll be honest, every time I hear cleanliness, I think about the SpongeBob quote. That's personal. From childhood. It says, cleanliness is next to managerliness. That's what he says. Mm. I'm no manager, but, you know, from the ones I've experienced. I don't know if that's true.
Come again?
Well, okay. Take this as you may. You're
he
the cleanest manager,
manager
I've ever
in
had.
The room with him.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Is this including his truck or just aside from the
truck? Oh, I don't care about the truck. Then I guess...
Hey!
Intern Nate!
You know what else Alabama has? Intern Nate.
Roll Tide?
Yep.
Roll Tide.
We were just talking about a bunch of stuff.
Host of the Nathan Unley Show.
You ever heard of Bucky's?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
I've heard of it. I'm not sure what it is, but...
It's a gas station extraordinaire.
I wouldn't even... More than a gas station.
Okay, back to God.
I'm sorry.
Back to God. Well, I want to hear all about it. So give me a Reader's Digest version, Greg.
Okay, so...
Of what you talked about last Wednesday. For me and the thousands listening that wasn't able to be there.
And Intern Nate.
Tell me all about it.
So what we talked about last week, as I pull up my notes, because clearly I can't remember it, was...
I feel the same way. That's how I
am. I started off the class with two questions. What is holiness? And what does holiness require? So what would you say to what is holiness, Clint?
Holiness, what I grew up to be thinking it was, or what do I think it is now?
Yes.
I mean, holiness I used to think is more my outward appearance, what I did, what I didn't do, what I said, what I didn't say, where I went, where I didn't go. And I know that is a part of it, but it's...
What our tribe teaches.
It is what our tribe used to really teach, too. I mean, yeah. But it's a heart thing. It's being set apart. It's being sanctified, being set apart for the master's use.
I think of the old-timey hives.
Oh, the bun.
Yes,
oh,
the bun.
Yes. Those hairpins.
Yes.
Oh, there you go, Nate.
My grandmother used to have
dresses to the feet.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can't show an ankle.
Nope.
Holiness.
Like school dress code. Well, not that.
Yeah. not as far as school dress code.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. So the best answer I had, the best answer was, holiness is following after a relationship with Jesus.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're all shaking our heads.
Yeah.
People can't hear the shaking of the heads.
I'm trying not to include myself in this part.
Right. And so then the second question was, what does holiness require?
Okay.
That was the tricky one, wasn't it?
That was the tricky one. Yeah. That was the one, because everybody said the typical answers for what is holiness, like, right?
A relationship with God.
A relationship. Yeah.
Going to church.
The Bible.
Yeah.
Is the answer to that one discipline?
It's part of it. That is part
of
it.
I mean, it requires a lot, but...
So, yeah. It that, to me, was the one where it was better answered after.
Right.
Because
absolutely.
Afterwards, I mean, it was just amazing. So then we had 10 scriptures.
Yeah. It's a lot of reading, but it was good.
What was your favorite scripture out of that?
Oh, crud.
Where's that at?
Hmm?
Oh.
That's the second shortest
that's
scripture.
Oh, you beat me to it. That's what I was going to say. You beat me to it.
I'll be honest, I can't remember all of them.
So
I can remember what you said more than...
Yeah, they were everything from Leviticus and Exodus through Paul's letters, the letter to the church at Thessalonica, Corinthians, letter to Timothy. I mean, it was everything.
The letter to Timothy was really good.
So after reading all that, what was your...
The scriptures were...
Read a couple of them at least, and then that'll help us.
So the scriptures were...
I'll read a couple, too.
Yeah. So, for example, Exodus 19, you've seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I carried you on eagle's wings and I brought you to me. Now if you will listen to me and carefully keep my covenant, you will be my possession... out of all the peoples, although the whole earth is mine, you will be my kingdom of priests and my holy nations. And then, of course, we did Leviticus 20, which I don't know. I'm partial to Leviticus, especially 1927.
Leviticus 20 and 24.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
And I promised you will inherit their land, since I will give it to you to possess. A land flowing with milk and honey. I am Yahweh, your God, who sent you apart from the peoples. Therefore, you must distinguish the clean animal from the unclean one, and the unclean bird from the clean one. Do not become contaminated by any land animal, bird, or whatever crawls on the ground. I have set these apart as unclean for you. You are to be holy to me because I, Yahweh, am holy, and I have set you apart from the nations to be mine.
And so one of the things I really liked is it was, I had prayed over these scriptures, but, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, I'll read the scripture and I'll say like one or two words and then we'll read the next scripture and then after everything, we'll talk everything through. But it turned out like after almost every scripture, we had a pretty decent conversation.
Imagine that.
A decent conversation?
No, sorry, go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
It was like after every one, like for example that one, we talked about being set apart and what does it mean to be clean versus unclean? Mm-hmm. What does it mean to really be God's possession? And I think you really liked Timothy because it was, he has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And so the kind of the takeaway from all of them was, we have to be obedient to God. We have to be set apart for God. We have to be his priests and his nation. But in doing that, we're not doing the work. God is doing the work in us, and God is doing the work through us. And God calls us. God sanctifies us. God sets us on the path. God upholds us. And so it was really beautiful, because almost every time we would talk about different people would give testimony about how they felt sanctified or how they felt called in different parts of their life.
I've always thought the longer I've been serving the Lord, the less I think it's a behavioral and it's more of an affection.
Absolutely.
It's more of affection because it's the opposite. It's when my affection is pointed to where it should be, my behavior then follows. And because the behavior matters, but it's not you see my behavior, God sees my behavior, but he also sees my heart, you know. And the longer I've served in, the more I've had to learn that, sometimes the hard way, you know, where I thought, oh God, you should be so pleased with me because I've checked this all these boxes, but maybe my affections weren't where it needed to be.
Right. And that was what somebody said, and I don't remember who it was, but they said that when I feel like I've gotten a long way, I look at how far I've got left to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that puts a check on my pride, which then reminds me that my pride is just as much of a downfall as anything else.
Yeah.
And so we talked about how we can stumble over ourselves thinking that we're so good when we didn't do any of it. And God is calling us, and God is moving us forward. And if we keep focused on the fact that he's there with us, that's the important part.
Right.
Not how far I've got left to go or how far I've come, but who's walking with me.
Because if I love him, I will keep his commandments. Yeah. But I don't keep his commandments first and then love him.
And I don't keep his commandments to try and show my love.
No.
I show my love by loving him.
That's right. But he says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments.
Yeah.
Because it's just out of love, not because I'm...
Right.
Yeah, I'm really... Yeah, that's right.
That's a common, even within the church, I guess, misplaced understanding of what that actually means, because that's a typical first thought for just about anyone you ask on the street is, you know, like, okay, what's your idea of holiness or something like, or Christianity or religion, or, well, you know, I gotta do this, this, and this, and this, and like,
or I can't do this, this, this,
or
this.
I can't,
yeah,
do
and
this,
that was what I was gonna
like,
go into,
rules,
yeah,
to follow, and then like it's not structured that way, but it's the way that we teach it in our structure how we teach it, it comes across that way, and that's what makes it really difficult to get this the true message out there, what he really wants us to get out there to non-believers, because there's this preconceived notion of the rules.
Exactly.
But sometimes, though, you have to do the... Sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, yeah.
Sometimes, you know, as like with children, we have to say, don't do this, don't do that. Because they're not at the point where they can understand the why,
yeah,
but they have to learn, we do not do this, right? Mm-hmm. We do not go here. We don't say this. Just in normal things. We don't put our hand in the oven. We don't. And, well, why? Well, you know, because kids are, what is the big word that they say when they're growing? Why, right? And so, and that's the same way, I think, in holiness, too. That's one of the reasons why I think it's okay for the church to, on one hand, to teach, we do not do this. There, Greg, you talk about this on one time. There is a standard, right? There is a standard, and Christians, we are supposed to live up to that standard.
We've got to.
But we also need to do, like Blake said, we need to match that up with the why. Right, this is why. It is not, you know, what is the motives? What's the affection of why we're doing it? Not just, don't do this, don't do that, don't say this, don't say that. Because that's been the problem 50 years ago, right? Is it was just this part without doing the other side of the coin of this is why. You know, because at some point we just need to, sometimes we just need to know we don't need to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that was one of the interesting things to me is
exactly.
we don't need to do this, 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 this. But none of us are perfect.
Nope.
So all of us are going to at times do the things we shouldn't or yep. not do the things we should. And it doesn't take away from...
Sorry. I fidgeted.
It doesn't take away from our witness that we fall short unless we claim to be perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, it's when I stand up on a podium and I say, I'm perfect, so you should follow what I'm doing. That's when we fall short. But when we say, look, these are what God outlines. Now, you're going to fall short. But that's the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Christ knew you were going to fall short, even when you know the bar. And yet, he still died for you. But yeah, the part I think that you were going to touch on is really...
I think it was Ecclesiastes was one of the other verses you used. And you brought up... Like basically, you said what I was going to say. Basically, where like so many people, because we're taught it, like focus on the what not to do, the big what not to do list. But I think it was the verses in Ecclesiastes you brought up that is basically the best to do list for Christians and what we should.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. No, it was.
Was it not Ecclesiastes?
Oh, where was it? Doggone it!
Maybe it was Ephesians.
That's
another E.
Oh, is
no,
it?
No, I don't know. I'm just.
It was Colossians.
Oh.
So it was therefore put to death what belongs to your worldly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, desire, greed, idolatry. These things God's wrath comes to the disobedient. You once walked in these, but put away anger and wrath and malice and slander and filthy language. Don't lie. You've put off your old self. And so we talked about how that's a list of things not to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do those things. Like, if you claim to love God, you really can't walk in those continually. But the more important part is always what follows, which I don't know that Christians quote as much as they should, is God's holy ones, holy and loved, put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, accepting and forgiving. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, you must also forgive. Put on love, the perfect bond of unity, and let the peace of the Messiah, to which you were also called, control your hearts. Be thankful, and let the message of the Messiah dwell richly among you, teaching and admonishing one another in wisdom, singing psalms and hymns, spiritual songs of gratitude in your hearts to God. So, that was really a good one, because we talked about the fact that it includes singing.
Mm-hmm.
In the scripture.
Oh, yeah.
And that you should have joy. Like, it should be about joy. And,
They should go together hand in hand.
If they don't, then you're falling short somewhere.
That's right.
But after all of that, we went back and we did What is Holiness?
Yeah, you re-asked the question.
And it was awesome because it really brought home holiness is loving God and walking with God.
It's that natural desire that you have to have the relationship with God, along with His desire to have a relationship with you, and how that coincides and makes all those things you're supposed to do not behavioral but natural. And that, I mean, it's a big step up, and it's awesome just going through that transition. And
so then we asked again, what does holiness require? And it was like, the second time everybody was like, it doesn't really require that much. Because if you've got the love mm-hmm. with God,
that natural desire,
it's just
basically
letting go of yourself and letting Him do what He's going to do. But the third question was, what is holy? Like, that was how we ended.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about how in Exodus and Leviticus, it talks about like a holy mountain or a holy place or holy people. And so we talked about how your church is holy, obviously.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not because the church building is holy. It's because the church people are holy.
Right.
So yeah. Then your car is holy. And then your workplace is holy.
Yeah.
Wherever you step is holy.
Wherever you are is holy ground. And you've got to remember that, because God's presence is where you go. So that's our calling, but it's also our conviction.
Right. Yep.
It was just really powerful. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
It was a good one.
Yeah.
And then after that, like we said, long prayer. And it was awesome. Because that whole discussion and understanding of what holy is, what holiness is, I mean, that it really changes your perspective and how you do things. Like, understanding
doesn't change
what it requires.
It doesn't change what you do.
Well, right.
But it changes why you do,
mm-hmm.
which is the important part. And that's just what you're saying. It changes this. And that's what God's looking at.
Mm-hmm.
But the funny thing is, that was confirmed on Saturday, because we went to a meeting, a Trace Dias meeting, and there was a Messianic rabbi who gave a devotion, and that's what his devotion was on. His devotion was
what
on
is
holiness
holy?
And walking in God's love. And I was like, "Woo! Thank you, Lord. I guess I need it some more."
Yep. Was it Jeff?
Yes.
Sweet.
It was amazing.
Man, I had
Well, I appreciate the little sitting in the learning tree today. That was good, Greg.
It was fun. You got a high bar set for tonight.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I may not come tonight.
Fair enough.
I'm just kidding. I would never miss.
Never. Well, so, Casey, we have... It's Easter season, so we've got busy things coming up. We've got, of course, our conclave trip coming up in 8 days.
Metro is finally having a Good Friday service.
We are having a Good Friday service, which I'm very excited about.
It's going to be a good night, though.
Next,
4 to 8.
Yeah. This Sunday night, we are having Conclave is going to have our Palm Sunday service for Conclave. That's one of my favorite weeks of the year is Palm Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have our own Palm Sunday service a week early. So I'm excited about that. So, well, tell people how they can get in touch with us here at Conclave.
And then, what?
Oh, and then the following Wednesday, so the Wednesday before Easter.
I was waiting on that one.
Gregory, go ahead if you would.
So we're going to start a Conclave tradition, and your Conclave family, you're welcome to come. We are going to have a Passover Seder. But we do need to know if you're coming, so please let us know, because it's going to be a prepared dinner. But it's going to be amazing. We're going to celebrate the way Jesus would have celebrated with his disciples, and we're going to talk about the freedom that Christ brings us. And what
I
that
can't
means
wait.
Passover. It's so awesome.
We're getting a touch of it tonight. I'm very excited. In our talk.
Oh, sweet.
In our talk tonight.
I'm not missing.
So how they can get in touch with us at Conclave?
Well, I'll tell you how they can get in touch with us at Conclave, Clint. Conclave, Clint. I'm sorry. Well, every Sunday at 6, I see all your faces. Every Sunday at 6 o'clock, we have Conclave at Metropolitan Church of God. You can come early for the food, stay for the great service. Like he said, this Sunday's Palm Sunday service.
Leave early like he just did.
Leave early. Aww. Man, he's either here, he arrives late or leaves early. I don't get it, man. I love you, Clint. Anyway, if you can't make it to that, Conclave you every Wednesday at 6:30. Hey, we got our hand signal that you can't see. And every Sunday morning, Metropolitan Church of God, Jason Browning has a great message to give.
He always brings the word, really.
Always brings the word. And if you can't make it to any of those, even though I hope you can, even if you do, even if you don't, follow us on social media, Conclave Metro. We're on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Conclave Radio has an Instagram page, Stitcher, Spreaker. Spotify, iTunes. Is that all?
I think that's it.
All right.
Good job.
I remember
YouTube.
When I used
YouTube.
I said
you
YouTube.
Said YouTube.
Okay, never mind.
I used to be really fast at that, you know. And then we started adding social medias, and I was like, "Ooh, there's a lot." I need to write it down. Anyway,
I think that brings us
down.
Yeah.
Let us know if you're holy. What you believe is holy. And I think that wraps it up for a pretty holy episode of
Conclave Radio.
Oh, you can play that too. Help me save up for a laptop, everybody.
Holy people sponsor.
If you're holy, you'll sponsor this podcast. Yeah. My favorite.
Don't let this summer pass you up. Power it up. In the 5-Hour Energy, power up your summer sweepstakes. You could win one of 5 amazing experiences. Buy any 5-Hour Energy product, including Cherry Extra Strength. Snap a picture of your receipt and send it in. Because it's about time you had the time of your life. Power up your summer with 5-Hour Energy. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends July 15, 2019. Must be U.S. resident, age 18 years or older to enter. For official rules, visit www.5hewin.com. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.
Love listening to podcasts, right? But what about starting one of your own? It's easy with Spreaker. Spreaker enables anyone to easily create a podcast and even make money out of it. You have a passion for podcasts. Now turn that passion to make your own successful podcast. Go to Spreaker.com/create. Spreaker.com/create.